John Rawls, 1921 to 2002, was a longtime Harvard professor, and he's arguably the most influential political philosopher of the last 50 years. Rawls's aim was to develop a theory of justice for democratic society, by which he means a fair system of social cooperation between citizens considered free and equal. So a guiding question for us today will be how to bring together these three things: fairness, freedom, and equality. For Rawls, justice is at the nexus of these three: fairness, freedom, and equality. And to achieve his aim of developing principles of justice, Rawls develops a now famous thought experiment he calls the original position. He asks us to imagine ourselves convening to establish the basic principles of justice for our society. But there's a catch. When you're doing this, you don't know who you will be or where you will end up in the resulting society. You're behind what he calls a veil of ignorance. You're ignorant of your race, gender, age, wealth, talent, education level, religion, etc. Anything that could differentiate you from other members in the society. And Rawls's contention is that if we enter these negotiations bargaining based on any of these categories, we could end up with unequal rules. Right? We could end up with rules that unfairly advantage one group over another. So the original position, this thought experiment, is meant to preserve both our freedom, in that we are making rules for ourselves, and equality, in that we're behind this veil of ignorance and aren't knowing exactly who will end up as in society. And so once he asks us to get into the mindset of the original position, Rawls's aim becomes more focused. And he asks, what principles would we agree to under these conditions? And Rawls argues that we would agree to two basic principles of justice. Think of these principles not as meant to answer every thorny question we'll confront in our time as a society, but rather as general principles providing a common framework that we can work within, right? These are basic principles of justice that give us a common language for sorting through particular questions. The first principle is basically this: everyone should have as much liberty as possible, an equal claim to basic liberty, as much liberty as possible insofar as that liberty is compatible with liberty for all other people in the society. So as much freedom as we could get, as long as we're not infringing on the freedoms of other people in our society. And so I think in language that's familiar, this would guarantee us things like freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, political participation, the ability to vote, certain religious freedoms, right? The ability to have as much liberty as we can get that is consistent with liberty for all. Principle two is basically this, and principle two deals with social and economic inequalities. So Rawls isn't presuming that we will have a society where everybody is perfectly equal, but since we're starting from an equal position, we're only going to accept inequality if it meets these two conditions, both of which are in principle two. So what conditions does inequality have to meet? Number one, he says, if there's inequality in positions, especially positions of power, those positions must be open to everyone under fair and equal opportunity, right? So everyone must have a fair and equal shot of attaining positions of rank or any kind of distinctions within society. And this is especially for economic inequalities, inequalities must be to the benefit of the least advantaged members of society, right? So Rawls believes that we will only accept inequalities if those inequalities result in better conditions for the least advantaged members of society. Rawls's idea here is that if I don't know who I'm going to end up as in society, when I'm devising rules of justice, I will be especially concerned with who's worst off, because I could end up as one of the worst off members of society. And so if inequalities, if certain systems of distinction or inequalities in wealth actually sort of raise the floor in a society, if they make the worst off members better, then that's going to be something I can live with. But if inequalities are not to the benefit of the least off members of society, Rawls doesn't think in the original position we would have any reason for justifying those kinds of inequalities. So we'll have time to unpack these principles over the course of the walk. Between now and the first stop, I think there are a few fundamental questions or starting questions we can think about. The first is just, what does justice mean to you? How in your own thinking do you balance freedom, equality, and fairness? A second question, and one that I think is particularly fruitful for thinking through Rawls's principles, is what aspects of society do you find most unjust and in need of some kind of remedy? And I ask that question because I think that can help us consider whether or not Rawls's approach can provide the remedy we're looking for. And the third question, if you're ready, to what extent can Rawls's principles help us achieve more justice in our society or think better about what a common framework of justice could be for us?